USA News, I'm Skip Kelly. The death toll has risen to at least 157 people following an earthquake on Friday night in Nepal. The U.S. Geological Survey says a 5.6 magnitude quake shook the northwestern part of the country just before midnight local time. About 170 people were injured in the quake as well, which caused landslides in the mountainous country. Rescuers are searching the mountain villages, most of which can only be reached on foot, for more victims, and officials say the death toll is expected to rise. The White House is not endorsing a general ceasefire in the conflict between Israel and Hamas.
Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre emphasizing that message to reporters on Friday.
Now is not the time for a permanent ceasefire. We've been very clear. It would benefit Hamas, giving them time to regroup and plot a new attack.
The Biden administration is, however, advocating for temporary humanitarian pauses in the fighting to facilitate the delivery of aid into Gaza and the release of hostages. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said that he will not consider a pause in the fighting in Gaza unless Hamas releases the more than 200 hostages it currently holds captive. I'm John Schaefer.
The Supreme Court is reviewing a challenge to the federal prohibition on bump stocks. These devices assist semi-automatic rifles in firing at an accelerated rate, and their legality has caused a division among federal appeals courts. The decision of the highest court to take up the case follows the most recent mass shooting in Maine. Additionally, the justices are poised to re-examine a significant 2022 ruling related to the Second Amendment, which broadened gun rights across the nation. Toyota is recalling more than 1 million of its cars.
The recall came on Wednesday, where Toyota is recalling certain RV4s from model years 2013 to 2018. Toyota says there's an issue with the car's replacement batteries, which can spark a fire. The company says it's working on a solution. I'm Dave Collins.
This is USA News.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest home-style burgers you've ever tasted. Their pure ground burgers are made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun. Filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive burger perfection flight for just $79.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout to get an extra $20 off your order plus free shipping. You'll get four of each pure ground burger so you can sample all the steak on a bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
In the ongoing conflict, Israeli troops have intensified their presence near Gaza City, conducting targeted attacks on militant cells. The Palestinian death toll in the Israel-Hamas conflict has risen to 9,227, according to the Hamas-run health ministry in Gaza. Additionally, 242 hostages were taken from Israel to Gaza by the militant group. Since Wednesday, about 1,100 people have left the Gaza Strip via the Rafah crossing as part of an apparent agreement involving the U.S., Egypt, Israel, and Qatar, which mediates with Hamas. A recent study has listed the states experiencing the highest number of power outages.
According to Compare the Market AU, Texas topped the list with 190 power disruptions in 2020, the most recent year for which data was examined. California came in second with 167 outages. Completing the top five are Washington, Louisiana, and Kansas. Conversely, the states with the lowest occurrence of power outages are Hawaii and Alaska, both reporting none. Arizona had 8, while Wyoming and Tennessee each experienced 9. Outages. I'm John Schaefer.
A 63-foot Norway spruce from West Virginia's Allegheny Mountains is en route to the U.S. Capitol's West Lawn for the 2023 Christmas tree. The tree was chosen by Jim Kaufman, director of the Capitol grounds, and was harvested in the Monongahela National Forest. After making several stops in West Virginia cities, the tree will be decorated with handcrafted ornaments from the state's residents and lit up after Thanksgiving as part of the U.S. Capitol Christmas tree tradition. I'm Skip Kelly, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.